little bit more than mid screen, pop them up, shield slash, pop them up again, shield slash, charge star.
Alright, welcome back, Shadow Games Podcast, episode 165. Welcome back, folks. We're here. We're staying. Nowhere to be good. Nowhere else to go, right, Wayne? Except for this nice weather we're having here in San Diego today. Can't really beat that.
Not too bad.
Yeah, not too bad. You know, we're used to the heat. Except for me touching my steering wheel when I get home, when I try to go home from work.
Yeah.
That's a whole nother story in mind. But so big news lately. We're gonna talk about today is a lot of stuff from
Gamescom.
A lot of Microsoft news, Xbox news, yada yada yada. A lot more news from the backwards compatibility stuff going on for Xbox. New stuff too as well. Wayne, that's gonna be one of those things that we're gonna enjoy talking about today that you guys are gonna love listening to. Shall we say what we've been playing this week? Well, for me, I've been playing a lot of Killer Instinct Season 2 for the Xbox One. Reason being is because one of the Battletoads is a beta DLC. If you guys don't know what we're talking about, it's the green one. Is it Rash, right? The green one? The green... Oh, I forgot his name. It has his classic moves from the... From the classic Battletoads game. And... You know, he has a typical, you know, running with the ram horn coming out, with the, you know, the big boot, the combos. He is pretty cool. Also with the battle axe, I cannot forget about that. This is one of the pretty cool beta that's coming out with. The reason why they did this, I don't know if you guys noticed, but Killer Instinct Season 3 will be coming out in 2016, I believe the first quarter, so... If you guys haven't gotten Season 2 yet, I would suggest getting it and also wait for Season 3. And let's see, other than that, I've been playing a whole lot of, Ultra Street Fighter 4. I've been playing a lot of Evil Ryu, trying to get my game up, play George once in a while here and there. Sup, buddy? You should be back here. I've also been playing, Marvel Puzzle Quest on my Note 3. But other than that, I've been playing StarCraft Heart of Swarm on online multiplayer. Reason being is I'm waiting for StarCraft 2 Legacy of the Void to come out. Well, that's all this has been week. That's all I've been playing this week for me, folks. How about you, Wayne? What you been playing lately?
Oh, boy.
Nothing.
No, not really. I've really haven't had much chance to get on the Xbox One this week, so I've really been playing mostly. Transformers Legend or... Transformers Rising, Legends is gone, sorry. Transformers Rising and Battle Tactics, as well as Marvel Avengers Alliance here and there. But really, it's just been hopping on a few times here and there as I can. Most of my days have been working and upgrading machines.
Typical work life.
Yep. Yep.
That's all for you, Wayne?
That is it.
Dang, that is the shortest you've ever talked in any podcast that I've been with you. So, shall we get on with the news for GamesCon?
Well, first, I think we need to mention that American Idol is over. Chuck Norris won using sign language.
You're not going to get this phone back until the end of the podcast. Okay. So shall we go back to the...
Gamescom, yeah.
Gamescom, yeah. So, we've got a lot of news, as I said, for you guys today for Gamescom. And let's go and start this off. Huh?
Yeah. How about Steven Spielberg? His new gamer movie, Ready Player One, has a release date of December 2017 now.
December 2017, not 17th. Not December 17th.
Okay.
Get it right. Anywho, Steven Spielberg, as Wayne said, been announced the end of 2017, December, the last month of that year, which is less than 2.5 years away from us. Yeah. So, let's see.
Yeah, it's based on the novel, the 2011 virtual reality themed novel. So, and we've got Zach Penn, who is writing the script from X-Men. You might know him from there. Penn and Klein have worked on Atari Game Over as well. So.
Okay. What else?
Well, what else we got here?
Yeah, that was kind of boring. A little more news for Fallout 4. So pretty much it lets you play the game even after the story ends. It's a new option, you know, offering hundreds of hours of a lot of content. This is pretty much a big thank you, I guess, or a big old finally from the developers of Fallout, you know, giving us more things to do. Giving us more chance to play continuously after we beat the whole game.
Yeah.
Here's a message from the guys from Fallout, who created Fallout. To our fans, we ask Fallout 4 doesn't end when the main story is over and there's no level cap. So, that's another thing right there, no level cap. You heard me right, there is no level cap on Fallout 4. Reads a tweet from Bessedia. You can always keep playing and leveling. So, it doesn't matter how far you go up in the level, doesn't matter where you start, you're going to keep on going.
Yeah.
Let's see who is the highest level for Fallout 4 when this comes out. This might sound, you know, pretty crazy, but I really do want to see it.
Yeah.
I'm actually waiting for this game, as I said, and hopefully there's more news to come before its release.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I mean, a lot of games are doing this now to give you the option to keep playing, and I think it's great for certain titles. Other titles, it's kind of like, what do I got left to do?
Yep.
So we'll see how it works out.
And this game comes out in November 10th, so 7 months away from us.
Yeah.
And of course, the last game we were talking about in the previous podcast, one of our upcoming favorites, well, Wayne.
Well, we get a release date for our Lara Croft Go. That's actually going to launch on August 27th. Square Enix has announced that it's going to be a mobile puzzle game, kind of modeled after the Hitman Go game that was out. It's been in development at Square Enix Montreal. It looks like it's going to be interesting as a mobile game. We'll see how well it actually plays. But we're supposed to get a lot of new obstacles, tools, enemies, and different elements. So
yeah,
it's got a good art style. So
yeah, so it looks pretty cool. There's a trailer out for it, or like a sneak peek that's out for it right now. If you guys Google it. So here's another one that's joining the LEGO's universe. We're gonna see the four originals of the Ghostbusters joined the LEGO Dimensions, alongside with Lord of the Rings, the Simpson open world. So pretty much, Ghostbusters, Simpson, Lord of the Rings, LEGO style.
Yeah.
So pretty much every franchise in the game will offer an open world experience, separate from the campaign, provide you your own proper figure. So, dude, can we bring it out now? I want to play it. I've owned a lot of, you know, LEGO games, especially I like the Batman one and also the Marvel one. So this is gonna be a very crazy game. There will also be a Ghostbusters level pack that includes, you know, LEGO versions of Peter, equipped with a proton pack, the Ecto one, and a ghost trap. Oh, yes, this is gonna be freaking awesome right here. The new level in the game. Pricing is not announced yet at this time, but for a point reference, the Portal level pack costs only about $30. So you're probably going to see what?
Probably around the same cost.
Yeah, 30, maybe 40 tops. There's also a trailer out for it too as well. It's called the LEGO Dimensions. Yeah, it looks pretty cool. I mean, screenshot here, video here. It's
going to be interesting how they're bringing all this together, so.
All right, what do you got next, Wayne? All right, speaking of which, more amiibos coming up. We got Classic Mario, Ganondorf, and more amiibos gets U.S. release dates. Here's pretty much the availability on the 11th of September 2015, so pretty much next month. We are about a month away.
Yeah.
Where we were talking about classic Mario, it is the pixelated Mario amiibo. That one looks awesome. We're describing the characters right now. So we got Bowser from Super Mario World for Super Nintendo. We also got Dr. Mario, Ganondorf from the most recent Zelda game.
Yeah.
And we also got Zero Suit Samus. We also got Pikmin 2 as well.
Olimar.
Yeah. And also, what else we have here on the available on the 25th of September, which is, 14 days after that, we got Duck Hunt, which is
nice.
literally the purple duck with the red head and the dog. I want to shoot that dog. R.O.B. Rob, which is the robot. Mr. Game & Watch is the third one, too, as well.
Nice.
That is the Retro 3 pack right there.
Yeah.
So, like, Mimi, Jesse, George, I know you guys are going to pick these up. I know for a fact George is going to pick up the
Retro. Oh, he's going to have all these
pre-order. I really like Bowser.
It's a good design.
Yeah, actually Bowser from, as I said, from Super Mario World for Super Nintendo. But he's also riding his little pod, like when you find him in the end. So this is awesome. Color schemes are and everything. Perfect.
Well, we also have a new Legend of Zelda for the 3DS that's coming out soon.
Yep, the release has been announced.
It's called Triforce Heroes.
It's coming out in October.
October 23rd.
Woo! Please don't do that again.
Can't wait.
Don't do that again. You don't play Zelda games.
Hey.
So it was announced on E3 2015 back in June. Triforce Heroes focus on a co-op puzzle solving and also monster battling. Typical Zelda game.
It'd be very similar to Four Swords, but better.
So, I gotta see how this fits into the Zelda timeline.
Right?
Have you seen the video, Wayne? Have you seen the video?
Yeah.
The actual Zelda timeline? The three, explaining all the three timelines?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Yes, so for those timeline historians, I gotta see where you guys are gonna put this game at.
Yeah, so you'll be able to team up with up to three friends, conquer dungeons. You can have numerous costumes you can wear, but you can't be a woman apparently.
Yeah, but
hey, you know, understandable.
Yeah, Wayne, I gotta say, when you say it's gonna be better than Four Swords, I enjoy Four Swords.
Well, I enjoy it too, but this is supposed to be better than that in terms of gameplay style and features.
We can really customize Four Swords, so meh.
Yeah.
Next. So, since the... How can I say this? Since George and I are a huge fan of this game, and also a few of our friends too as well, Mighty No. 9, it was created by the original creator of Mega Man, he's confirmed that the delay of the game, now it's coming out in 2016. Mega Man Designer's platform published next year to allow for more time to fix bugs. I do agree on that. Thank you for, you know, taking your time with this game. Bugs is the main, you know, one of the main things you don't want to deal with at this time. As rumored, Mega Man and Dead Rising designer is the platform's Mighty No. 9. Mighty No. 9 has been delayed. Developers Concept announced the news today in the message setback. You know, setbackers. So it's the quote. Yeah, it's.
They're aiming for Q1 of 2016 now.
Please. Next. All right. So as I stated earlier, I was playing a whole lot more StarCraft: Heart of Swarm. Reason beings because StarCraft 2 Legacy of the Void is coming out. Now it has been confirmed. Windows confirmed has been for 2015. The game will be out by the end of the calendar year. This is what coming from Blizzard's rep. I'll tell you this, guys, right now, go, if you guys have the game, log on, or not the game, I mean the if you guys pre-order it, you get to have three levels. It's pretty much a prequel to Legacy of the Void. It's only $40, worth it in my opinion. The third chapter in the three-part series of StarCraft II story will definitely launch by the end of the calendar year, which is 2015. Blizzard Entertainment President Mike Morhaime confirmed the release date today during the post-earning financial call. We've known that, like, you know, Legacy of the Void would launch in quote-unquote winter time, but we don't know if it's you know, winter of 2015 or first Q of 2016. So thank you for that, you guys. You made a lot of StarCraft fans very happy, along with myself.
Alright, so there's a lot going on with Xbox from Gamescom.
Oh yes, a lot.
So one is Quantum Break. This is going to be a exclusive game. And we're going to have cast from Game of Thrones, Lord of the Rings, and X-Men actors all involved in this.
The main two that we see on the list is Sean Ashmore, who played Iceman, and Dominic Monaghan from Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And tell us a little more about this, Wayne.
Well, this is supposed to be kind of a hybrid video game / TV show. I don't quite understand how it's going to work just yet, but it's going to follow the stories of the heroes, while the live-action TV show focuses on the villains.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah. So
there's only a trailer out for this, right?
Yes, I believe there is a teaser trailer.
Yes.
Yeah.
So pretty much the Quantum Break cast, as we said, Sean Ashmore from Days of Future Past and also the previous X-Men movies. He's playing, well, we're not going to say who they're going to play, but the rundown of the cast. We got Dominic Monaghan from Lost and also Lord of the Rings. Aidan Gillen from Game of Thrones. Lance Reddick from Fringe. He's, I think, one of the main characters for Fringe.
Yeah, he was the director.
Yep. Let's see. Marshall Allman from True Blood. Patrick Huisinger from Black Swan, which is a good movie. Mimi Michaels from The Ugly Truth. Let's see.
Amelia Rose Blair
from True Blood again. Brooke Nevin. We also got Courtney Hope. Jacqueline Pinole. Ginny Bolitt. And also Sean Dury. So we got a good star-studded cast on here. So let's see how this does.
Yeah, it looks pretty good so far.
And speaking of which, we're going...
For Xbox, we've got... Wow, there's a lot of stuff going on for Xbox. So a couple things coming out for Xbox. One of big news, and people have been asking for this since Windows 10 doesn't have Media Center anymore, is DVR.
How can we do this? Well, Xbox says...
So Xbox brought out earlier this year with Hapaj, they worked out a deal to create a TV tuner that worked for the Xbox One, allow you to watch your over-the-air TV shows. Now, we're going to be getting a DVR functionality as well. So you'll be able to record your TV shows, schedule TV shows to record. You will need an external drive, hard drive for this feature.
Yep.
That way it won't interfere with your gaming and so forth while it's recording. And speaking of external drives, Seagate has partnered with Microsoft to create a 2 terabyte external drive that you can just plug right in and go.
Which is pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's going to retail for just over $100, which is not bad.
Not bad. And speaking of hard drives, don't we have another news? Wait.
Yeah, that was the Seagate drive.
Yep.
Yeah.
So yes, Seagate's coming out with the external hard drive for that. And what else we have here?
Well, if you're one of the few people like me that actually enjoyed Halo Wars...
Nope.
You might want to know that there is going to be a sequel. Halo Wars 2 is going to be coming out next fall. It's going to be... It's really saying it's after many years. I'm not really sure of the timeline per se, but it's going to be interesting. It's going to be developed by Ensemble Studios. Yeah.
So it's pretty much going to be...
Now, the first one was done by Ensemble Studios. This one's going to be done by Creative Assemblies. Yeah.
So behind the Alien Isolation game, which is not... I did play Alien Isolation. It was not that bad. But hopefully you could do better with Halo Wars 2.
Yeah, so fall 2016, going to be available on Xbox One and Windows 10, which is going to be good. So that sounds like maybe some cross-platform gameplay going on there. Good possibility, anyways. It'll be interesting to see what they can do. I've seen some of the cinematic for this, and it looks pretty sweet. You might want to take a look at it. Check it out.
Okay. So, as we talk about backwards compatibility for the for the Xbox One. All future Xbox 360 games with gold titles will be backwards compatible on Xbox One. So pretty much this is announced by Microsoft. More details about backwards compatibility on the Xbox One today. So, which is pretty much a couple of days ago during GamesCon. Today at GamesCon, Microsoft announced a full-time 360 titles include, you know, games with gold programs, as we talked about, full backwards compatibility. And it's pretty much a nice loyalty program for Xbox Live Gold subscribers like Wayne and myself. Yeah. And, you know, subscribers get free games. Typical. Xbox One's backwards compatibility is currently available only to Xbox Preview Program members, which is Wayne, not me. Sorry. But we'll launch for everyone in November.
Yeah, it's working pretty sweet so far. I think the only game I've added recently was one of the Gears of War titles.
Nice.
And all the Gears of War titles will be coming to backwards compatibility when the remastered Ultimate Edition comes out. They'll actually be included with that too.
Yeah, it should be included with that.
Yeah.
We shall see.
Well, that's what they've said, so. Pretty sweet. We're looking forward to this. So, no excuse now. If you see, wake up early in the month, go redeem the free games to your account.
Do it.
That way you'll have them available on the Xbox One when you get there.
And speaking of which, Halo.
Ooh, Halo.
If you guys haven't seen yet, Halo has announced a custom sound effects on special edition bundle will arrive on October 20th, a full week before Halo 5 Guardians comes out.
Yeah.
So, just imagine the Halo 3 limited edition Xbox 360, you know, with the sound, you know, from the game. They're going to have the sounds of Halo 5, you know, bits and pieces here and there, on the Xbox One, and the color scheme on this one is just truly amazing.
It's a good design. It kind of reminds me of the Reach console I've got.
Even
the controller is very similar to Reach in a way.
It has that more of a probably a little more brighter silver.
Yeah, but you've got more details in certain areas too.
Yes, the detail on this is pretty much regular silver and also dark gray, probably a flat gray how it looks with a little bit of
blue chrome
in it too as well. It's a half and half.
Yeah.
If you guys haven't seen it, look it up. It's the Halo 5 custom.
Yep, Halo 5 Xbox One. It's gonna come with a 1 terabyte hard drive, which is pretty sweet.
Which is pretty much the new
$500. You get a digital copy of Halo 5. Also included is the Warzone Rec bundle, which will have 14 requisition packs, as well as other digital items, as like in-game armor and multiplayer emblem. You also get a special Guardian figure, Blue and Osiris team dossiers, Spartan Locks classified orders, and a copy of Halo: The Fall of Reach animated series.
Yep. Give you guys a heads up again. This will come out on the 20th of October, 1 week before Halo 5 comes out on October 27.
Yep.
You can and will be able to preload Halo 5 right away, but the downside on this, you won't be able to unlock it until the 27th of October.
Yep.
Hey, you know what? It happens. Why not, right? And continuing on with the Halo theme, Xbox also announced a custom
controller.
So just imagine a Master Chief controller, same color scheme and everything. But the gold reflection on his visor is going to be on the D-pad.
Yeah, so there's actually two different ones here. You have the Master Chief design.
Yep.
And then you have the Agent Locke design.
Oh, damn it. you guys suck. I'll get both.
Right?
I will get both.
I think at some point I probably will find a way to get both of these myself.
I know. This is pretty cool. I mean, it has that...
I've got the Titanfall. I might as well get two more to...
You haven't touched that thing until we reviewed it.
I know. I'm probably going to take that in the house so I can use it for streaming games when I go to bed.
Yeah. pretty much, Master Chief Green versus Agent Locke Silver.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It looks
really
awesome.
Is.
Again, look it up, you guys.
You know,
pretty freaking awesome.
Now, these are pretty awesome, but you know what I would really like to see?
What?
I would like to see the new Pro Controller done in a style like the Master Chief.
You know the one thing I really want to see? is a custom flood controller.
Yeah, the elite controller would be a halt, man. Yeah, a flood controller, that would
a
be
a flood controller would be awesome.
Or even a Covenant one would be.
A Covenant would be pretty cool too as well.
So that's kind of what we got in news for you.
Yeah, I mean, we covered what's, you know, crazy coming out for from GamesCon, and also yeah, there it is. Battletoads coming to Killer Instinct.
Yay!
Yeah.
Woohoo!
So, again, we
reviewed
GamesCon.
Oh, yes, right. They do have a chat pad coming for the Xbox controller now, too.
Oh, yes!
Yeah, so if you like the chat pad controller, chat pad accessory,
chat pad accessory
for the 360, it's going to be very similar, and it looks pretty sweet.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah. Anyways, as you were saying.
So, this weekend, Jesse, Mimi, and Kim are at AkaiCon.
Yeah.
So, all the Midwestern folks, say hi to them. They're going to be there full force. Mage is going to be there, too, as well. Our mascot.
Yep.
Miss you, buddy. I miss you, buddy.
I wonder what costume he'll wear this time.
Peter Barker. If you guys know what we're talking about, if you guys don't know, look on our Facebook page and try to find our playful friend Mage. The reason why we call him Peter Barker as well, you'll see why. If not, I will let you guys know in the next podcast.
Yep.
So AkaiCon is this weekend. Again, say hi to the Midwestern boys too as well. They're gonna be there. They're gonna typically take pictures, and they're gonna tell you guys, hey, feel free to add yourself, so you guys know what to do, right? Or not really add yourself, but more tag yourself on our pictures, like we've been doing the past 2-3 years now.
Yep.
And thank you for the people that have been tagging yourself, and also tagging other people that you know that's in the pictures. Yeah, any more other news this week, Wayne?
That's it.
That's about it. Well, again, feel free to say hello on our Facebook page. Like us, share us, find us on our Twitter page at Two Shots of Geek, and also our Instagram, Two Shots of Geek too as well. And make sure, main thing to do is always look on our main website, twoshotsofgeek.com, to find new articles, this podcast, and many more things to come. Again, we are twoshotsofgeek.com, and we are here to bring you the future 8 bits at a time. Oh god, I can tell why it's a Friday. I can't even talk right now. Let's go. What the hell's going on?
I don't know what you're saying.